Aging in place, that has been the mantra for those who have worked hard to bring the Riverview Senior Living Project to fruition. And after years of meetings and planning, ground was broken for this housing project last fall. And now preparations are underway for an opening sometime next year. And there have been a lot of partners in this project, and Sue Douglas, a local volunteer, has been working with many partners throughout this process. And she is joined here today on our program by Lori Schultz. She is the Senior Sales Director for North Star Senior Living out of Redmond, Washington. And Sue, I'm going to start with you in this because you've been through this from the beginning, but maybe you could give us a quick overview of who the key players are and maybe what their different roles are. So again, it's exciting to hear that this is getting off the ground.
Hi, Rhonda. Thanks so much. And Lori Schultz is here with me. And Lori is indeed representing North Star Senior Living, who is the company that is key to this whole project. North Star will be managing and operating Riverview Senior Living when it gets open. And Lori's here today to talk to you about a big event we have at Centennial Hall tomorrow night that I hope the more of the public will be coming to. We have lots of RSVPs, but we want as many as possible. But as far as how this all came about, as you mentioned, it's been going on for a long time to bring senior assisted living to Juneau. It's finally happening. Riverview is under construction out at Vintage Park next to the Mendenhall River, and a beautiful location. And construction's coming along really well. We think we're on track. We're very hopeful that it will open early 2023. And with a good construction summer, we think that's going to happen. So people who come to the meet and greet and eat open house tomorrow night at Centennial Hall will learn a lot more about Riverview.
All right. Well, let's give them a taste today of what things that they may find out about. Interesting that, you know, you've had other partners like North Star and Torrey Pines, but North Star will be the actual operations manager. You could tell us, Lori, why you think that this is a good fit, that North Star fits this project.
Well, thank you for having me on. I appreciate that so much. It's always a joy for me to talk about the pleasures and the joy that's found in senior living. Well, to answer your question, why I think that North Star is going to be a good fit. One, Torrey Pines Development is creating an incredibly beautiful, lovely space for your area elders to not only live, but to thrive. And with us as a management company, we really do look at serving our residents in the best possible way. And that means with their care, with their dining experience, with the environment that they live in, the beauty of it, but also especially with the activities in our programming. So I feel like we would be just such a wonderful fit for this beautiful community and the greater Juneau community. Because we want to serve elders, just like we are sensing the greater community of Juneau wants to do. And I say that because it sounds like Sue here has worked tirelessly for 10 years, more than that, to get us to this fruition. And we're so close now. It's really exciting. We were able to take a hard hat tour this morning. Yes, we were wearing hard hats. So my hair is really a mess now, but it was wonderful to see the plans that I've been looking at on paper for months and months, to see this coming alive and to walk the hallways and to see the dining room and see the activities room and the fitness space and the one bedrooms and the studios. It was so exciting to see what is being brought about to your Juneau area for the area elders.
Well, Sue, I imagine that at your meet and greet, you're going to get into some of these, but what kind of income do people have to live in this facility? Is it kind of an upscale facility?
I think the fair answer, and Lori should chime in here, I think the fair answer that people understand the most is it's going to be, for some apartments less, some apartments more, and very comparable to the Pioneer Home. That's the ballpark. So it's going to look much more upscale, but it's going to be, in my opinion, reasonable, and the type of affordable accommodation that this community needs. And so I'm very excited about that. I'm very proud of Torrey Pines for how they have figured this out and North Star's participation in making this really a community place that they're not coming in with stars in their eyes and making it something different than what Juno would want.
So tell us a little bit about the philosophy behind this living center. I mean, we get the idea that you're trying to make it a pleasant environment and not feel like a place where older people are warehoused.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, you know, with all of the communities that we manage throughout the United States, actually, I should say throughout the lower 48, this is the first time I've ever been to Alaska. I got in yesterday, and I have to say it is breathtakingly beautiful. And I am finding the people in the area so incredibly welcoming and kind. I love it. So thank you, Greater Juno, for that. But yes, senior communities are a place for our elders to go and to find purpose. You know, they have worked their lives, they have raised their families, they have made their friends. And now, you know, as they are aging, maybe their bodies are not doing the same thing that they used to. Like they can't go hiking possibly anymore because of that knee or because of a heart issue. But you know, they still can go to happy hour with their friends, and it's just down the hall at a senior living. They don't have to get in a car in January. They just have to go outside their door, turn right, and take the elevator. And now they're with their friends. They're having happy hour, or they're having a card game, or they're dining together. They're having entertainment come in. So, you know, it's about having purpose and having fulfillment, even in those later retirement years when the body maybe is not as willing as the mind is. But, so that's what we want to do.
But with that support that's needed. So
absolutely.
So Sue, this is almost like building a new community within a community.
Exactly. And I will chime in on what Lori said about the walkthrough today, to go to the site and see the size of the apartments and see the wonderful living areas and see the huge, gorgeous atrium area where there'll be events and entertainment and a lot of light along the river. It's just going to be a delightful place to live, and seeing it after all these dreams in real life was pretty darn exciting today.
So tell us a little bit again about what people can expect at tomorrow's meet and greet. It sounds like it's designed to be fun as well as informational.
It is designed to be fun, and it's called a meet, greet, and eat open house because there will be adult beverages, and there will be a wonderful display of appetizers catered by the Breeze Inn, which we all know is wonderful. It's at 5 to 7 p.m. at Centennial Hall tomorrow, April 27th. That's Wednesday tomorrow. Besides being very informative, it is going to be fun. Tom Loker will be there with playing all his wonderful tunes on the piano. And there will be a goodie bag. And you can talk about that more. What are the goodies you're
giving
away?
Well, you know, I don't want to like give it away, but yes, there is some wonderful takeaways that people will go home with. And more importantly, they're going to go home with a lot of answers to questions that they may have and a lot of information about the community. and information about what assisted living and memory care is and what we're going to mean to the greater Juneau area.
People will have an opportunity to sign up and see how about making a deposit tomorrow night too.
All righty. So you can get down to the nitty gritty of this. All right. Yeah. Thank you so much for this update on the progress on Riverview Senior Living, which is slated to open next year. And just to recap, the public is invited to attend this meet and greet. It's Wednesday. That's tomorrow at Centennial Hall from 5 to 7. So thanks so much, Sue Douglas and Lori Schultz. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Rhonda.
Thank you so much.